Well, we consider ourselves very much recording artists. Mm-hmm. It feels very much the same as video for me, as editing video or making clothes even. The processes of dyeing and adding layers to create a new sort of landscape. So because we feel comfortable using a 4-track, which is very small and portable, we can sort of set up anywhere, you know. We've been playing in the hotel and are planning on making a specific road recordings, you know, on this. This summer we were visiting our mother, who lives on a strange farm in the south of France, where she has a very old barn that we used for a studio, and we found a really out of tune old piano, and I don't know what else to say.
So maybe we can draw the tape recorder, because this is also so you mean that you're working on tour, on traveling with the tape recorder, with you, the guitar? And the guitar is you find the guitar, the piano. What do you carry with you? That was a question I listed there. What do you?
We carry with us little tape recorders. We love that sound so much, so we often are using the most simple recording devices and then going in. So we always have that on us, and sometimes that's it, but on the road right now we have our whole 4-track, and you know, we have our instruments because of touring, but often we just start recording, and I do more of the percussion, so I just use whatever's in the room for the percussion, you know, the ceiling fan or a record player without a record, just creating a rhythm by the scraping, you know, or whatever I see. So this is the that's the 4-track.
Do you think of something else? Because you're writing also the lyrics. Do you need a special environment?
I used to really, yes, I do actually. I haven't been writing. I have to write on a typewriter, which is sort of obnoxious.
Well, let's see if you can.
That I could not do in the car. I have to be in a nice environment of some sort. I have a hard time if I have modern instruments around me. If I have a cell phone or a digital watch or something, I can't write. And so that's something that's essential to the setting, at least for writing. I can't be disturbed by new objects. So, but the typewriter is going to be tricky.
You carry it also?
I carry them and I abandon them all the time. And it's just an ongoing thing. And I just left one behind instead of bringing it. And I sort of regret that. But they can always find them. It's funny, I don't think I could write lyrics on a computer. It's not where the letters are, that's for sure. I mean, I didn't talk so much about drawing or video, but that's
and
writing. It's all happening simultaneously. And
those are drawings also we saw yesterday night.
Those were my drawings.
So you also draw, do you?
I was doing more of visual art and writing before music. Mm-hmm. Music was it's like I was going project to project. This record was just a project. And then you put it out there and it has a life of its own, and so we're just sort of going with that, going with the currents that it sort of stirred up. So now I find myself putting everything kind of into this music project, and that's sort of a surprise. And I'm trying to bring back the other mediums instead of having to abandon them or, you know, switch and, like, not do that type of thing. So doing the projection last night was the first time we've done that, and but have had that very much on my mind with how to start reincorporating the other elements, because they all those things that we've been practicing on our own are completely what make the music what it is, as far as the aesthetic and the content, even though they're not musical. So.
Because also they are the influence of literature, like Rilke. Because there were some drawings. I mean, for me, I associated to Rilke, and you have to say Jean Genet. So there was I don't know it in English. Rilke is the name of the Rilke.
I know that. Yeah. I have that book actually, and I haven't read it. But I do. I have a strange affinity for Jean Genet, and it's not totally explainable. I don't even read very much, but when I stumbled across one of his books, it was Miracle of a Rose, it just opened to the middle and it really grabbed me. And if anybody has been a muse for this particular music project, it's Jean Genet. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of his books, and I just read a little bit here and there. And but it's this, it's, we find it, I think we have something in common with him, and this desire to be, like, and maybe it's like romanticized in a sense, you know, maybe our romanticization of prison, even, of, like, when we made the record, we were very, very, very isolated, and we were in a small space, and just wanted the space to be smaller and smaller, and be more and more confined to it, and found that the vastness of the imagination, which made the music, could get bigger and bigger as the smaller and more isolated, and this feeling of being locked away. So we started moving more and more towards the bathroom, which was the smallest room in the apartment. But so I can this. I'll explain that this is not on the road here. Not on the road. Let's see. I mean, other things, I can explain the objects, found objects in this drawing, so that just whatever's around.
Okay. Okay, thank you.